When I like a band, I like to shout about it. I'm quite loud in general, and I like to shout about it. And that was the case with the Rattlebacks. And their, as I've said on this interview, oh, it's going to be an interview coming up. This is the intro to the interview with their EP, Kink, which doesn't have an exclamation mark or point, but should have. And I talked to Jack and Max at the time that the EP came out for Fireworks magazine, who I write for, of course, and there's more happening. So I wanted to have a chat because Jack emailed me and said, listen, mate, I thought you'd just like to know, we're doing this. There's a lot. And so I sat with both of them and had a chat. It was great to catch up. It's all happening. And here it is. Now then, those people who know me and read the magazines I write for, and there are a few now, will know that I really like the Rattlebacks, who I really like their Kink. No exclamation mark on there, but there should be Kink EP. And we had a chat with these two gentlemen for Power Play magazine, and it was very much at the end of that period. It was very much a watch this space situation. So I've watched it, and there's stuff happening in the space. So, really delighted to have Max and Jack with me. Jack and Max. And just to see and to chat about what's happening. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, sir. It's nice to chat again.
It is.
Yes. Well, been a little while. How have we been, Max?
Busy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we've been busy. It's been behind the scenes busy though.
Yeah.
We had our Kink tour last year, and then we decided that was too much fun, so we had to do a little bit more in January and February. So we had our Still Coming tour. Many people came, which was great. So that was a lot of fun. And now we pretty much left that, and then went back into the studio to record two standalone singles to bridge the gap between, obviously, Kink, aforementioned Kink, and the album, which is later in the year. So we've got, Backdrop is the first one, and Over the Edge is the second one. So Backdrop is at the time of talking tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Or midnight tonight. And Over the Edge is June 7th, I think.
Lovely. I've heard the first of those singles, and I think we spoke earlier and I used the word raucous. Because it is,
yes.
It's a big syringe full of rock, which is fabulous, right in your ear. It's lovely.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, it's I suppose it's been a song that has been around for a little while in Camp Rattleback. That Max has had he's the creator of it, inspired by a night that we shared at a download festival watching the ever godlike Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yes.
Which for Max and I was a very special night because of our obvious shared bond with this band.
Yes.
Got us into this whole thing. So, yeah, I suppose, Max, you don't want to talk about it. Probably a much better place than me.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can't go into the details of what happened to inspire the song. But,
right.
Yes. Okay. As I've said before, I'm sure that when you hear it, you'll be able to read between the lines of the lyrics and work out some that is a very, very niche pun.
Right, okay. Okay.
Very niche. So I think there's probably about 8 people in the world that will get that. read between the lines, because I can't divulge too much, but needless to say, it was a particularly raucous evening, as you used a perfect word to describe it, yeah.
That was a long time ago now, was it 2016?
It was. 2018. Download 2018, that was.
Well, it sounds fabulous. And, you know, and you know I think what you do is fabulous. And when we last spoke, you were saying that you were kind of all, you know, one of the things that was great was he was saying, we're all in with this, you know, there is no fallback here. We're all in with this. And things are, happening for you, are they not? Tell us what's happening tomorrow.
Over to you,
Tail Gunner,
I guess. Yeah.
Tail Gunner, yeah.
Tail Gunner, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's they're doing amazingly well.
They are.
Looking at them for about 18 months, maybe a year. I've just been following their socials and been really impressed with how they've gone about it. They seem to be a little bit further down that process than us, so it's just great to see how they got traction and trying to learn lessons from them, I suppose. And
that,
in turn, they announced their tour, led me to reaching out to someone in their team, and then eventually we got talking with Tom. It's just sort of gone from there. And then now we're doing 8 dates across the UK with them this year, 3 of which coming up in the next few days, Cardiff, Stoke and Bournemouth.
Oh, yeah.
And, big boy shit.
That's great, because you're right, Tail Gunner have just exploded, haven't they? So, you know, and it's a great album. And it must feel to you that this is... It's great to hear, because, you know, I talk to young bands and spread the word, and then things go a bit quiet. And it was great to hear from you, Jack, actually, to say this is what we're doing now. And just lovely to continue the story. You must be incredibly excited, both of you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a bit... We did have a bit of a week or two of after we finished the shows in January and February. I don't know if we got the first Tail Gunner one yet or not, but I think there was a bit of, okay, well, what the hell do we do now?
Yeah.
Hence, I think we kind of felt that way at the end of last year, which led us into these two singles and going like, okay, well, we'll bridge that gap because we've got, you know, 6 months where we won't be doing anything. So
yeah.
We can't have that. So we thought, yeah, so we'll do that. And having this come along, you know, we've got obviously the dates this coming up in April, and then we've got more in October. You know, it's reaching that far down the year, and then
right.
It's November as well. With them, so we're really they've really put a bit of trust in us. Hopefully we actually hopefully they don't kick us off.
Of course they won't.
Before then, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. It's really exciting because there's so much stretching out ahead of us this year. We've just got to work out what the hell we're going to do in 2025.
Yeah.
We're going to win, that's what we're going to do.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, you had a dream, and you. I had a dream. It's all that, innit? And you know, everyone's got a. You know, all young bands have got a dream, and you've made it reality. It's fantastic to hear, because you know when you want bands to do well, and they do, and you've got. So the single comes out tomorrow. Backdrop comes out tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Great. Which will probably be, I'll probably put this podcast out tomorrow. So it'll be today. It's out today, folks.
Fantastic.
So
it's out today. Go to YouTube, watch the video.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a thing. I've just watched it.
Same here.
Yeah. There's footage in there that goes back to 2018 when the song was started off. So there's more modern footage, but yeah, it's basically just, it's 3.5 minutes of what you can expect from us live and us dicking about. So it's,
yes.
You can't go wrong.
I mean, there's a
reminder that sometimes this can be, you get so bogged down, you get so focused in what you've got to do. Because, you know, as we said, we're very ambitious with what we want to do. This doesn't feel like in any way that we've made it or we're getting anywhere. It feels like the we can finally see the path in front of us. We finally got to like the gates and we can see in for the first time, which is great. But yeah, I still think there's a lot to do.
We're scrabbling at the window.
It reminds me of Salem's Lot. It's not that's not a very good image, but but the thing is, you know, you're right. You're looking in now, and so you can see what's possible. By the way, the video has some well placed naughty nudity in it. From gentlemen, so do go and have a look at that on YouTube. Make sure the kids aren't around.
Yeah. Yes,
it's
there are some. I think I think there's been a couple of updates since you've seen it. There's actually, if you ladies, if you're interested, there's a lot of Seth in the gym.
Yeah, there is. He's posing massively.
He's
doing one of those. Yeah, he's doing one of those Arnold Schwarzenegger type poses. Doing one of those.
He's had a promotion up to Captain Wham now.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. He's a big dude. And I say this as someone who visits the gym regularly every week. So and did so this evening. But it's a great as I say, raucous piece of work, and it's fun because as you say, Jack, sometimes you know you focus on the business because you have to be, but actually it should be a bit of fun, shouldn't it? Really.
Yeah. Well done. I forgot my point that I was trying to make.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Go on, mate.
Go on.
Well,
I was literally waffling. Crack on.
Well, I was just gonna say that one of the things that you've got to look forward to is your album. I mean, last time we spoke, you said there's a lot of different stuff on this album. How's it looking without giving anything away? How is it looking? Is it finished? Is it getting there? How's it going?
I'll put it to you this way. It's very nearly finished.
Ooh.
But I'll put it to you this way. So we've got three or four singles that we've got to decide, and we can't.
That's good. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
A very good place to be.
I mean, Max is being modest. I'm fucking ecstatic. I think we're sitting on gold. It's crazy. I can't believe... Okay, the bullshit aside, I can't believe how great it sounds. I'm blown away by what I feel like we've accomplished with this. Proof will be when it comes out, people really think, because my opinion is incredibly warped and biased.
It will be, yeah.
As a fan of the genre, I truly think that it's important.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed it's received that way, or we are able to put it in a position where it can be received. I don't know. I think the rock industry works slightly different to the rest of the music business. It's like its own thing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the people that, you know, we're the fans as well, will see the genuine, it is genuine.
Yeah.
It's authentic rock. The album hopefully puts a further twist on that. And I think we said last time, we got a ballad in there. We went incredibly bold. We probably didn't appreciate how much of a task that was going to be.
Really?
Going in there, and then you realise, yeah, I mean, we had, there was an idea of putting strings in, and then we had a string thing, like on synthesised strings, and then it just came to a point where we've invested everything in this. What's another, you know, whatever, to get some strings in? So we've got strings now included on this ballad.
That's great.
What's another day in the studio when you put that fucking time and money already?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And go on, sorry.
I was just going to say, it was a surreal moment when, you know, we kind of realised, like, fucking hell, we've got, there's like session musicians in the studio now. We're not even there, you know, and they're laying down these string tracks for us, like nearly a year after we've actually recorded the track.
Fantastic.
It really ballooned from this kind of, yeah, we'll do it in like 9 days in the studio, to cut to a year later, and it's a hell of a lot more than just 9 days in the studio now.
Yes.
It's such an amazing project. You know, it would be easy for us to spend 9 days in the studio and just record 12 rock songs.
Sure, yeah.
But in my opinion, it's more than that. And
yeah.
And I think that's what's, hopefully, very much that.
Yes.
We'll set it apart from, you know, whatever AC/DC decide to do this year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the thing is that, yeah, I see you crossing your fingers, but the thing is that here and last time I spoke to you, you both have real self-belief, and you've brought that to action. It's not as if, you know, you're not bullshitting and saying, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You're on your way now. And that must feel fantastic, particularly as you're getting up tomorrow and starting your tour.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as we said earlier, what we're seeing that's coming ahead, we're booked through October, November, December. We're working full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Still managing to fit that in with holiday.
Yeah.
And everyone's got more important commitments, you know, family, friends, girlfriends, all that stuff they've got to fit in. So there's a lot, I guess, again, that's a lot of stress about that. But yeah, you start to realise that it's turning into a different beast now. There's a business angle on this that we've always been very excited to,
sure.
to get into. But it's not just the music anymore. But that's hopefully where we'll excel. Because we've got the music, I think we're all pretty confident we can do that very well as a unit to a high standard. It's just trying to figure out how the industry works and to dance around it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really interesting way of putting it, to dance around it. I mean, you're working with it and trying to find ways over those obstacles, and you're managing to do that. But it's the quality of the music that does that, isn't it? You must be delighted that it's the quality of your music that's made you, that's created this for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think a good salesman can sell crap to anyone.
Yeah.
But we're in, hopefully people will agree, we think we're in the fortunate position that we don't have to sell crap to anyone. We can sell something that's, you know, that people actually want. And that should make the job, the business side, a bit easier. But at the end of the day, it's the music industry is brutal.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's dog eat dog. So we'll see how we fare. But yeah, we think we've started a rung or two up.
We won't be puppies by the end of this, mate. That's for sure. That is for damn sure.
It's great, and you know, are you packed and ready to go? Will it be like Christmas Eve night? Will you go to bed, you know, in a minute to make sure that it gets there quicker?
No, because we've got to go to work.
Oh, okay.
For the morning,
right?
It all gets very rock and roll about 12:30.
It gets a bit. Yeah, just after, you know, lunchtime.
Yeah.
That's great. It all gets really rock and roll after 12:30. That should be.
Yeah.
I'd like to have that as my mantra.
Well, can we have it on a T-shirt, Cox?
Yeah, that'd be great. It all gets really rock and roll after 12:30. Great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, speaking of new merch.
Yes.
On the way.
Oh, great.
I'd slide that in there.
Great.
Oh, fuck. We got beer. Hang on, yeah. I would say we got beer coasters that we bought. They got stuck in customs. We've got little things to try and entice people from all the outside places to come and see us. They got stopped at customs. We wanted to give a little trick to the audience of Tailgunner, but not to be.
No, we'll save it for October.
Yeah,
we'll surprise him in October.
Set it in your diary. Coasters, coasters, rattlebacks.
Yeah, hopefully no one from Tailgunner will listen to this, because then it won't be a surprise, but never mind.
Well, you know, it's just great. And the Tailgunner, I mean, your fans will love you and their fans will love you, I'm sure. You have a great time. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. I think for us, that's all the focus is on now, is how do we get exposure, and Tailgunner provides us a great opportunity that we're incredibly fortunate to have, and thankful and grateful that they got us on the tour. But now it's about how do we find this exposure, who do we need to talk to, and it's just fun. We want to get on some big tours, we want to support some people and just get out there now. It's time.
Absolutely, and really deserved, and thank you for chatting with me. I'll spread the word as much as I can. I'll do my little bit that I can, and you know, and I'll review that single because it's raucous. So, the raucous, and it's lovely to speak to you, and have a fantastic time with. I know you will with Tailgunner, and it's happening for you, and you know it's beginning to happen for you, and that's great and well deserved. So, thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Absolutely. Next time, it's all cocaine and Corvettes for us on this trajectory, right?
It all gets rock and roll about 12:30. You know that.
Hey.
Thank you very much, lads. Take care.
Thank you very much, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, there you have it. They set off tomorrow. Jack's still got to pack. Jack must pack. And they've got to get their toothbrushes because they're out and a bite with the Tailgunner. And Tailgunner are doing a lot of great stuff at the moment. It's a really good
tour to be on. They've got some now, some in October. That will chime with the album coming out. There's loads going on, as they say. They're just looking through the window now, or they can see through the gate, and they can see what's in there, and that will spur them on. They're still working full time, taking this as holidays. They're all in with this, and I cannot wait to hear the album, because the single backdrop is blooming great. I should have heard from a previous podcast of mine. And, I can't wait to see them. Hope they come near my neck of the woods, because it'd be lovely to shake their hands and say, hello, lads. Well done. I think it's going to happen for the Rattlebacks. And that is entirely appropriate. Ta-ta.